of great joy. What you are hoping for has happened. Now, I was really hoping for a nice pair of wellies, and that's what happened. And it reminds me that the people who lived 2,000 years ago in Israel, they were really hoping that God would remember them and would send them a Messiah, someone who would be their true king, someone who would be their ruler, someone who would pass just laws, someone who would get rid of evil and make sure that everyone lives in peace and with justice together. Yeah, something that I was hoping for. Jesus was what the people were hoping for. Another thing, this was what I really need to keep my head warm. And again, the angels said to the shepherds, what you really need, God has given to you. What you need is a savior. You need someone to save you from your sins. That's all the bad things that you do, all the ways in which you mess up the world. And the shepherds were very aware that they'd messed up. Everyone does things wrong, but shepherds were despised as being particularly bad people. And so the angel said to them, be happy. A savior is born. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you feel you are. Jesus has come to make things right between you and God. And this lovely picture of my family, this was much more than I was expecting, because this is a really lovely picture, and trying to get my four together for a really lovely picture isn't always easy. So this was a lot than I was expecting. And Jesus was actually a lot more than the people of the time were expecting. They were expecting a Messiah, someone to rule them, someone to look after them, make things good. But they didn't quite expect the very Son of God. They didn't think that actually God himself would come down to earth and become a human being and share in all our problems and struggles and difficulties. That was absolutely amazing. So that's something even more than the people were expecting. The final gift that we opened, well, the one that I opened first of all, with the celebrations. And of course, that reminds us that this time of year is a time for celebrating. You know, we might have had all sorts of problems throughout this year. We may still be going through some difficult times. But we can celebrate because God has shown his love for us in Jesus. He's come into this world. He tells us that he knows all about our lives. And he's going to make it right. And we know that we can celebrate because God is, and he cares for each one of us. Let's stand again and we'll sing another carol. We'll sing, "See Him Lying on a Bed of Straw," the Calypso Carol.